USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller has concluded his investigation into whether the Trump campaign colluded with Russia during the 2016 presidential election. A Justice Department official says that Mueller has submitted the report detailing his findings to Attorney General William Barr, and now his team, Barr's team that is, will begin the process of reviewing the report and creating a summary document that will be sent to Congress. President Trump says he'll nominate Stephen Moore to fill the vacancy on the board of the Fed Reserve. Trump made the announcement shortly after landing in Florida this afternoon. Moore is an economic policy analyst and fiscal conservative who's been also critical of Fed Chair Jerome Powell. Moore joins Fox News and talks about what he's going to try to implement on the board.
I will try to pursue and promote policies that increase wages and increase growth and prosperity. That's my whole agenda here, is what makes American businesses and American workers, you know, better off.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services, by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Two more U.S. service members have lost their lives in Afghanistan. The statement released by the NATO-led Resolute Support Mission did not provide a lot of details, saying only that the duo was killed while conducting an operation. There are more than 8,000 American forces in Afghanistan working to help the Afghan troops in fighting the Taliban. World Water Day takes place every year on March 22nd to highlight the importance of water in the life of everyone. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more.
Clean water frees people from deadly diseases, while it liberates others from gathering dirty water from contaminated sources. Holly Frew is with World Vision.
There are 844 million people that still do not have access to clean water, which is really hard for us to fathom because, you know, we get to just walk to the tap every day and, like, you know, get clean water, and that's not the case around the world.
Globally, nearly 1,000 children under the age of 5 die every day from contaminated water. I'm John Clemens.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA. When you click on the Giza Dream Sheet Special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
Many high-profile Democrats have advocated for expanding the Supreme Court justices, including 2020 presidential candidates Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, and Robert O'Rourke. Republican Congressman Mark Green from Tennessee recently announced that he will be introducing an amendment that would limit the Supreme Court to only 9 members. He explains to Fox News why.
My oath was to the Constitution, to defend the Constitution of the United States, and that's what this is, a big threat to the Constitution. Court packing is simply just the left's attempt to put activist judges on the court.
There's no word yet on when Jeanine Pirro will be returning to Fox News. Here's the latest from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Her Fox News primetime show, Justice with Judge Jeanine, has been bumped for a second straight week without explanation. Instead of Justice with Judge Jeanine, Fox will be airing Scandalous, the trial of William Kennedy Smith, at 9 p.m. Eastern, the same show that aired last Saturday in her time slot. Pirro was suspended by Fox after she read a scripted commentary questioning Congresswoman Ilhan Omar's patriotism on her March 9th broadcast, and it was criticized as Islamophobic. Fox publicly condemned the host's comments, and according to a source familiar with the matter, privately suspended her. Fox News declined to comment, though, and in recent days continued to say it won't elaborate on what it calls mere scheduling changes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.